This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesday with Robbie and Dean. And this is something that we were talking about last week at the end of the show. We went out on a serious note last week because there's been so much talk in the news and in the papers about religious freedom and the concerns about the Ruddock Review and what that all means. It's been pretty intense, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been scary to think that, you know, after we all went to the polls, we all had our vote. You know, marriage equality was such a big thing, but it's not the end of the fight. It's not the end of the call.
Well, there's so many different fights that are happening, so much that needs to be going on. In fact, right now there's a conversation happening that is talking about religious freedom thanks to the Greens, isn't there?
Yeah, the Greens have brought something to Parliament with some support from the Labor Party as well.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Which is great. And we are talking about it now here because tomorrow night in Melbourne, there is a community meeting on Ruddock's Religious Freedom Review report that is happening. And joining us is the lovely Felicity from Rainbow Families. Hello, hello.
Hi, Dean. Hi, Robbie. You? Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming in. I know it's, middle of the day, a bit of a crazy time for a parent.
That's okay. My kids are in afters. I promised I'd pick them up early, though.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, tomorrow night, what is happening is a community meeting about this. And a lot of people might go, well, what does that mean? What exactly does a community meeting mean? Is it just everyone's coming together to talk about things or figure out how we feel about it or express our concerns? Or is it all of that?
It's kind of all of that. Last week, some of us got together and just had a quick conversation about perhaps this was a chance to really reinvigorate some of the work we're doing around what an inclusive education system looks like. So it's kind of a little soft launch of a new alliance called the Education Equality Alliance as well, which is a whole team of LGBTI advocacy groups wanting to really change the story and be positive and proactive about the way we talk about LGBTIQ young people, children and our rainbow families in education. So the chance to have a debate like centred around something so core as religious freedom and the education system in Australia really made us feel like it was an opportunity to have a meeting tomorrow night. So what we're going to do is do a bit of a up-to-the-minute, because God knows anything could happen between now and then.
Well, right now it's happening.
They're debating
right now. It's
a bill, that's right. So we'll have a bit of an up-to-the-minute sort of discussion about, well, what where have we come to by 6:30 on Thursday, a week after the first leak. We've got the lovely Amy from Victoria Legal Aid, who's from the Equality Department there, and she's going to really just give a bit of an overview about what actually does exist already in Victorian equal opportunity law in terms of exemptions and exceptions, because I think there's a lot of panic and misunderstanding.
I know. I can honestly say I'm very confused, you know, and I know some things and then not another, and then you read something and you see something in the paper and you freak out.
Yeah, and we thought a meeting where we could just clear the air and put us all on the same page on that might really help us make decisions about what steps we want to take in terms of advocacy or campaigns or even letter writing or talking to a senator or an MP federally, because I think until you're really informed, it's hard to follow the debate.
Yeah.
And if you're just following headlines and talkback radio and getting a bit confused by what's going on, it's understandable that there was, particularly over the weekend, a lot of panic and speculation.
And I understand where that comes from as well. I think a lot of people need to remember when we had the yes vote happen last year, it was actually a lot of actions like this that helped to have us all come together and helped us to be informed properly and communicating the way in which we needed to, which is why I think it's really important. So if any of you are at a loose end tomorrow night and are thinking this is important and I feel like it's important and I need to be a part of this, I want you all to come on down to 100 Drummond Street in Carlton for this community meeting, because these kind of conversations make all the difference. Getting on the right page, getting on the same page and figuring out what we can do as a community to combat this is really, it really is important.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, the Alliance is made up of Rainbow Families Victoria, but also, you know, fantastic advocates from Victorian Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby, Bisexual Alliance Victoria, Transgender Victoria, Parents of Gender Diverse Kids, Minus 18, Why Gender, and the list goes on.
Yeah.
So it's people that, you know, have put in the hard yards, really know how to work in a grassroots way with our community. And, if anything, the outcome from tomorrow night's meeting is that we all leave better informed, but we all leave with something to do and someone we're going to talk to. And that's the start. The debate tonight, they'll get through a couple of speakers. It'll happen again tomorrow. Yeah. The Senate doesn't sit again till mid-November. Then they might have a vote or not. You know, these things can drag on, as we saw with marriage equality for 14 years.
And we're not going to have that. We are not going to have that happen in relation to this issue, in relation to kids in schools. That is not going to be the case.
No, and the momentum's really great. Like, I can't believe how fantastic the ALP have been in terms of really stepping up to the mark, particularly around not only sexuality and gender identity discrimination faced by young people in schools, but also teachers. Like,
so
it's
important.
Fundamental that school staff are protected in their place of work. They can be their authentic self and they can just do the job they're passionate about. So I think the shift, sometimes these things are really hard to hear. They're hard to see play out on a public platform like the media, like, you know, sound bites from a PM or whatnot. But it does sometimes really kickstart a bit of momentum, and I think that's what we've seen this week. So I really applaud all those politicians that have gone, actually, we know this was a problem. We haven't really stepped up, but this week was the time we were going to do it.
Well, because they also haven't had the information to be able to step up. Like, the reality is that until the leak happened a week ago, they didn't have the info to be able to work off in the way in the public forum like we have now. And yeah, it creates, we only have dribs and drabs, but that's enough to create concern.
Yeah, well, we know all the 20 recommendations that have been made, but my concern, I guess, is what's behind them. Who came up with those decisions? You know, who influenced the decision to make those recommendations? Like, what were the key arguments they heard from those 16,000 submissions and all the public hearings? Like, why did they make those decisions? I think it's really troubling we haven't seen the report. I feel like, as Rainbow Families Victoria, in good faith, we surveyed our community, we wrote a submission, we went to a public hearing, we gave it all our, you know, in good faith, we participated.
Yeah.
And we need to know now, well, why did you, what did you take from what we gave you? What did you take from the stories we told and the passion we had for making sure discrimination's removed? And, you know, some of those recommendations are really concerning, like moral matters in recommendation 9 has really jumped out at me. What is a moral matter that a parent can make a complaint about or pull a child out of a class if there's a moral matter discussed? Like, is that about my kids?
Yeah,
I don't know.
And that's what's really difficult, is it seems so confusing. The way the information here, it's just vague enough that it could sit in a lot of different camps, and that is a really concerning conversation and space to be in, especially within a learning environment where it's creating any kind of division and any kind of separation, because that's certainly not what we want kids to be experiencing. Whether they're heterosexual or queer or gender diverse, it doesn't matter. We shouldn't be teaching that to any children, and we shouldn't be letting them be in a space where they feel like they have to project themselves in a different way.
And they also need really good role models.
Yeah.
And so if you've got a gay or lesbian or bi teacher who's happy to be out and open about who they authentically are, even if they are your geography teacher, how fantastic is that for that kid in the class going, I could grow up and have a profession and be a teacher? Like, you know, this person has a successful life. They're having a really good time. I don't need to believe all of the terrible stories about that I hear because of my faith community might be saying that, or my parents at home. So if the only person, the only safe place for you is going to be that school classroom and that great teacher who can be out and proud, like, what a great role model that
Absolutely.
Could be for all sorts of kids out there.
Absolutely.
I think that's a really good point that you've touched on. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, I've always quite passionate about in these issues is the message that all of this sends to people in a vulnerable time in their lives. So, you know, people who aren't quite comfortable with their sexuality yet, people who are going through the process of getting more comfortable with that. But, like, we've already seen headlines in papers like The Age that say push for gay pupil rejection. Now, I could just imagine, as a teenager myself, having to read that. Now, it's really important that we are able to get around and support our students that
the students, the teachers,
shouldn't have to
everyone.
Say stuff like that,
exactly.
You know?
The way in which this is being happening and engaging isn't okay. And that's why I think the community forum that's happening tomorrow is so important, because it helps to get everyone on the same page. It helps to get us all informed. Even in this room where you can hear how passionate we all are. It's Mad Wednesday. There's normally sound effects. We're going doink, doink, doink. But you can already hear how passionate we are in regard to this, because it matters. I remember growing up and not having that representation. And I grew up at a time where I knew some states in Australia it was illegal illegal to be homosexual. And that was such a scary thing because you're right, not being able to just see, I assume the drama teacher or the PE teacher were gay, the male ones, but that's not necessarily the case. But seeing that just positive reflection of people living their lives is so important, and there's absolutely no reason. One of the best quotes that came from Q&A in regards to this conversation this week was, you know, no matter their sexuality, a gay teacher doesn't teach gay maths, they just teach maths. And it's so important that we make sure that everyone is protected in regard to this, whether it's children, adults, everyone is protected to just live their lives and do their jobs.
Absolutely. And I went to Catholic school for 13 years. And, you know, it was a Catholic or girls school in inner Melbourne. That was it. You know, I did not know anybody who was like me at that time and didn't come out till I was safe to when I was at, you know, privileged enough to get to uni where there were, you know, groups and activities you could do and all of that kind of thing. And I could be around people that were like me. And I just think now, like, those young people, you know, you can't always undo your faith and religion. Like, we have intersectional lives. Like, it's important for some of us to send our kids to religious or faith-based schools. But I also worry about the, you know, queer and trans parents that are going, I want my child to be part of my faith community and I want them to be able to have that education. But I feel worried that they're going to be told to be silent about their family as well. So there's so many factors in this that need to be considered. And I really think you're absolutely right. Like, kids need to feel safe, but they also need to feel like they're welcome, really welcomed and really included in their educational community.
And I'm gonna. It's important to say I felt very included in my religious school community, in my religious community where my parents had. I didn't have that negative experience. So it is important to also realise that this isn't all religions. This is you know, every there are a lot of people on the same page as us in this room right now in regard to this. So if you want to come along to the community meeting tomorrow, it's happening in Carlton at 100 Drummond Street, starting at 6:30, going for a couple of hours, where we can all get on the same page and get informed. I'm going to be there. So if you aren't able to be there, you can certainly reach out and I can connect you with any of the information that is said or talk to you about any of this stuff, because I think it's really important for us to all get on the same page. This is Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9 Felicity. Thank you so much for joining us and diving in and talking about this. I will see you tomorrow night at the community meeting.
Thanks for having me. Now I'm going to go off and listen to the debate.
I know. Get on there. Everyone else, jump on, listen to the debate. We'll give you a bit of an update. You're on Mad Wednesday with Robbie and Dean on Joy.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.